WTAW News time is 8:04. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Ziner. College Station Fire and Police investigators are still looking for a cause and the origin of a house fire early Thursday morning that killed one person and two dogs. Fire Department spokesman Bart Humphreys says the identity of the lone occupant of the home on Eagle Avenue continues to be withheld. The occupant and the two Rottweilers were found on the second floor of the home located across Eagle from Creekview School.
Floor, there was damage to the stairway between the first and second floor, which made it kind of awkward for fire crews to access the second floor. They ended up laddering the building and going in through a second floor window. But there was heavy smoke damage throughout the entire home.
Crews from four College Station fire stations were on the scene. No firefighters were injured. Humphreys says the fire, reported by a neighbor who heard smoke alarms, was under control in less than 30 minutes. A local man is accused of ramming his SUV into a Bryan police SUV. It's the second time in 10 months that 29-year-old DeChristopher Harrison is in jail on a parole violation from drug-related convictions. Lieutenant Sherrian Gideon says about 2 in the morning Thursday, one patrol car was in front of the suspect's vehicle and another was approaching from the rear when Harrison accelerated in reverse.
The suspect didn't let up on the accelerator and kind of turned his wheel a little bit and crashed into our vehicle and continued to press the accelerator, so he backed sideways, hitting his left passenger side on the front of our vehicle, and then glanced off of that and backed into a tree.
Harrison was going an estimated 40 miles per hour in reverse on impact, causing the airbag to deploy in the police SUV. Harrison's 6-year-old son, who was in the front seat, was not injured and was given to a family member. No officers were hurt. Police seized 28 bags of cocaine with an estimated street value of nearly $1,200, along with $660 in cash. A 66-year-old Bryan man is headed to prison for continuous sexual abuse of a 7-year-old child. A Brazos County District Court jury took 4 hours to convict Philemon Herrera and then 30 minutes to issue a 45-year prison sentence. Herrera had contact with the victim 3 times between August 2011 and July 2012. He is not eligible for parole. College Station police have charged a juvenile with burglary of a habitation after a resident's video surveillance system helped officers identify the suspect. The victim reported Wednesday night around 9, the juvenile entered the open garage, opened an unlocked car door, and stole a wallet. Officers arrived at the home within 2 minutes and located the suspect. The stolen items were returned, and the investigation continues with additional charges possible. Bryan Broadcasting has received the radio industry's version of an Oscar nomination. Frito on Candy 95 says the station has been nominated for a Marconi Award from the National Association of Broadcasters.
It would be something that encompasses everything. Your service to the community, the entertainment value of the radio station, what you do on the air, what you do online, everything. It's a full body of work award, and it's the first time we've ever been nominated for it, which is an amazing honor.
It's the 25th anniversary of the Marconis, and we'll learn if we win during the NAB convention on September 11th. WTAW News time is 8:08. It's 75 degrees. We'll have more news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Ziner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
The Caldwell Country family has so many customers in the Bryan College Station area that it only made sense to add another avenue for you to get great service. Caldwell Country Express Tire and Lube is now open. From oil changes to engine jobs, you'll find the same great service from the same great people just closer to home. They've brought Caldwell Country's great service closer to home in Bryan College Station. Caldwell Country Express Tire and Lube, open 6 days a week next to Wendy's just off Texas Avenue on East Southwest Parkway.
It's 9 minutes after 8, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's not like we've caught up or anything yet. We started long in the first break. I've been trying for 2 hours to catch up, but
Sorry about that.
That's
Scott.
No, you know, it means that we're doing well. You know, if we were having to sit around and play Toby Keith songs, then we would have just knocked one of those out. We actually give information here. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Here's the weather.
High pressure. It's going to have the tendency to hang around at least through the weekend, and that means temperatures are going to remain very warm across the area. Sunshine for today. We're 95 to maybe 100. Clear overnight, 75 to 80. Sunshine is back with us tomorrow. Highs will be 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, clear. Lows are going to fall to about 75 to 80 degrees. We have a sunny forecast for the day on Sunday, and it's once again 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There's go. There goes Friday. Jay Sokol here from the City of College Station.
Hey there.
I didn't see you got your own headphones. I thought we were just going to have you just come in and just that way we could talk. You see, we don't have Jethro Trivia anymore, so we don't really have anything going on. Well, let me ask you this. I asked the boys this morning because I don't know if you've heard the latest thing that they're going to do now, or at least that they're proposing for the Astrodome, is that they're going to have like a Hall of Fame of the Astrodome. And what they'll do is they'll raise the structure itself, and then they'll put 72 supports around there that look like kind of the outside supports of the Astrodome, and then within it there'll be this little smaller dome, and then there would be plaques for the entertainment that had been there from Elvis to Earl Campbell, as they said.
You're serious?
Yes, I am. No, they were $66 million project, and they floated that by Leroy Schaefer from the rodeo, and the president of the Texans came up with this plan or presented this plan to the county commissioners yesterday. So it brought up, do you have a favorite Astrodome memory or two?
Sure.
No, I mean, if you don't, it's okay.
Well, I never enjoyed watching baseball in the Astrodome.
Uh-huh.
I just didn't.
Uh-huh.
It was guys playing on carpet. Okay. I didn't like watching that.
Yeah.
Favorite memory back in college, there was something called the biggest party in history. Do you remember Randy Quaid was shilling for one of the
back when
companies?
He was normal and sane.
Yeah. And they had the big concert. So I got to watch The Who. I got to watch Stevie Ray Vaughan. And
And after all, when watching The Who, why wouldn't you want the most acoustically perfect building in the world?
Oh, it was terrific. We are 3 miles away from them yet in the dome.
Yeah.
But that's how I enjoyed the Astrodome the most, was that concert.
You know, real quickly, because I'd said that it's funny because at that point when you went to the rodeo, you could either see and not hear or hear and not see. It was your choice. And so, of course, when they would have the main act, that would be on a large rotating stage. But in between, they would have... who are the? They're not the Sons of the Pioneer. Who are the three guys who sang the cowboy music? And I don't remember. Anyway, the Rangers or something. And it's three guys, okay? A stand-up bass and two guitars, and they would just put them out there someplace. And, you know, honest to God, they're 440 feet away from me, and it's just three guys, and they don't have screens back then, and so you've got to listen to this music coming out of the bad speakers with the acoustics. But it was, that was strange. Okay, so that was your
I think we also saw Paul McCartney there.
But, oh, well, that's,
thanks
yeah.
to the screens. Otherwise, it looked like a flea bouncing up and
down
the stage.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Okay, well, okay. Yeah, we have a guest.
Oh, yeah, we sure do. Hey, how'd you get in here?
Yeah.
Bart Humphreys from your College Station Fire Department.
How are you this morning?
Peachy, how about you?
Good. Do you have an Astrodome memory?
Probably back to baseball, the first time I saw the scoreboard for a home run.
Yeah.
And it took about three games to see that. but that was just amazing.
Yeah.
And of course, now it's kind of like... Pfft.
Well, I was there the last time the scoreboard went off for a home run. The other thing that you might remember, and of course I was of an age that was important then, is they had foamers.
Yes.
They had a little light right next to the clock, and as long as that the foamer light was illuminated, if somebody hit a home run, it was like nickel beer or something. And I clearly remember, by the way, Zach, back in the day, they used to give us a card that was a press pass for every home Astros game.
Really?
Buddy, one year I think I went to 45 games.
Yeah.
I mean, simply because they just gave you more beer and food than you could stand.
Well, I heard now if you go to the press box there that you have to buy your food. They don't give you free food
really?
In the press box.
Man.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah, back in the good old days. But I'll never forget sitting there watching and Jimmy Wynn or somebody hits this towering shot. The Fomer light is on, and people are leaving their seats before he rounds second base. They couldn't give a damn about the score. They wanted to go get some beer. You know, that was the Astrodome. But actually, Patrick was telling us a story that he did a security at the last Super Bowl. And so he was, in fact, he said he was laying on the carpet of the Astrodome.
it was the concrete floor, and we were just sort of quarantined there until it was time to go out for the end of the game.
Yeah, and so he did the security at the last Super Bowl.
Wow.
Yeah, so there you go. So different stories. Anyhow, we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about what's going on in the city of College Station, the fire department. So what is new and different?
We're looking forward to the next bond election.
Okay.
We're looking at Station 7, so we're trying to keep up with the growth of the city. It's pretty amazing.
That would be approximately where, do we think?
It'll be south.
Okay.
The school system bought a large tract of land out there, about 60 acres, and they have kindly offered a couple of acres to the city.
So south and west, probably.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right. I got you.
That's where most of the residential growth is going.
Mm-hmm.
We feel good about the north end now with Station 6 opening.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing the type of call volume coming out of that station that we thought we were going to see, and it's just going to get to be more and more with all that construction up there. It's
sure.
just unbelievable. They just keep building.
Yeah.
And they keep coming. So
they do. They do. They keep coming, so you got to protect them.
It's amazing.
Obviously, on a pretty somber note, a fatality this week.
Yes.
We don't have an ID yet. It seems like it's a long time. Can you explain why that is?
There's some difficulty in reaching relatives, certainly you want family members to learn about something like that in a personal kind of way, not mm-hmm. on the news or something. So mm-hmm. there's some difficulty in getting a hold of relatives to let them know.
Now, and it's been a while since we had a fire-related fatality in College Station.
August of 2010 was the last one. And before that, it was, probably 2000 or 2001. So we're very fortunate in this area. We don't have a lot of fatalities due to fire.
You know, I was watching a show the other day on history, I think, talking about the top gadgets, and you know, in at number 72 was the smoke alarm.
Mm.
Pretty
yeah.
simple technology, pretty inexpensive. Of course,
oh, yeah.
you by ordinance, you must have them in rental units.
Certainly.
And certainly you want them in their homes. But this house did happen to have a fire smoke detector, right?
Yeah, neighbors reported that they could hear the smoke alarm going off when they made the call, the 911 call. So there was a smoke alarm present. I don't know why it didn't
sure.
rouse the occupant.
Yeah, not guaranteed it'll work, but it I'm sure it has saved lots of lives.
Oh yeah, we the history of the smoke alarm, we're very, very confident that smoke alarms do save lives as long as they're maintained properly and they're replaced on a regular basis. Mm. A lot of people don't know there's a shelf life on smoke alarms, somewhere between 7 and 10 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So at that point in the cycle, they need to be replaced and updated. But the new smoke alarms are really pretty amazing. They can do some really nice stuff.
Not expensive when you consider the alternatives, right?
Very, very reasonably priced.
Yeah, exactly. Bart Humphrey's joining us this morning. And again, I don't know, you know, I don't want it to be necessarily always on a serious note, but, you know, a lot of folks probably saw you or heard you for the first time in 1999. I mean, you ended up being the face that was seen all over the nation, literally, because of the bonfire collapse. And, you know, as I think back, you've done this for a while.
Yeah.
And it's how much longer are you going to do this?
About 2 weeks.
What? Really?
Really.
Well, okay then, since I brought it up. Wow. Is that right? So you're gonna retire?
Yeah. The my last day in the office will be the 25th of July.
How many years?
35 and a half.
That's half the city's. That's half the city's life.
yeah, really. Yeah. So, when you stop and think about it, yeah, you're just about right.
So you're talking about us building our seventh station.
Mm-hmm.
How many stations were there when you started?
One.
Were you the guy who hit the siren at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning that woke me up when I lived two blocks behind the fire station?
No, we'll blame that on the university. They
okay.
They had the big siren on campus. Yeah, but when... When I started the one at 1207 Texas Avenue there by City Hall, that was the only station. In fact, when I started, they were just finishing the remodeling because originally that was police and fire.
Uh-huh.
So they were just finishing the remodeling where police got their own building. In fact, the one they're currently in on Texas Avenue. So things have changed a little bit. Population back then was about 36,000, and now it's getting close to 101,000.
Yeah.
I think the student enrollment at A&M was probably about 12,000, and now it's usually over 55,000.
Yeah. Now, where were you a firefighter before here?
No place. It's where I started my career in the fire service.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was the linchpin? What caused you to want to be a firefighter?
Honestly, I needed a job.
Okay. Well, no, I understand.
I originally got into it for the EMS.
Yeah.
I had some background in emergency medicine and things like that, and had been self-employed and done several things, was thinking about what's my next career move. And there was an ad in the paper, and I thought, you know, that kind of appeals to me, and got started that way, and. Everybody is cross-trained. We don't have just EMS people and fire people. Everybody's cross-trained and rotates through the ambulance and things like that. So started learning about the fire business and got interested in that and the science and the art behind firefighting, and then just went on from there, and all of a sudden I'd been here 35 years.
Well, again, you mentioned the EMS component. I mean, for a while we just thought of firefighters as people who put fires out, but actually a first responder on an entirely another area.
Oh, certainly, and back then it was fire. Then everything has branched out. There's so many different services we provide to the citizens now. Naturally, everybody hears about the hazardous materials response, and you know, that all came from the weapons of mass destruction and all that, and that requires a lot of training and specialized equipment. We're trained and equipped for all kinds of rescues, what we call like confined space rescue, which comes in handy around here with all the construction, you know, all the trench rescues and things like that. We have swift water teams, boat teams, in case we ever get enough rain to where we have that kind of problem again.
Mm-hmm.
We have a dive recovery team.
Wow.
So there's all kinds of service beyond what you might call traditional basic services that fire departments provide. But being the kind of the hub for the seven county area, a lot of the jurisdictions can't afford those kind of things, so it's a cooperative effort. Actually, Bryan Fire Department takes the lead in the technical rescue for the region, and College Station takes the lead in the hazardous materials response.
Interesting.
For the region, and that's an economic thing because, like I said, a lot of special equipment and training goes into it. So instead of
no duplication needed if you do that. Yeah,
exactly.
If you do. Bart Humphreys joining us this morning as we find out he's 35 years at the department and about to wrap that up. Well, obviously, 1999 was something that I guess is probably on the top of the list. But, you know, good or bad, are there a couple of other things that kind of are highlights as you look back?
Well, January of 1999 was when we decided to have a designated public information officer in the department. So we hadn't really had a lot of coordination in our public communication efforts before that. And probably one of the things I like the most is being able to get the word out to the people, safety messages and things like that, because I've come and talked to you about fireworks and holiday safety and all that kind of stuff. Ideally, what we as the fire service would do would be to get all this good prevention information out, make people develop good habits and be safe and prevent ourselves out of a job.
Makes it easier.
It's not going to happen, though.
Yeah, sure.
You know, dealing with people, there's always going to be a need for the kind of things we do. But we've definitely seen a shift in the type of calls and call demand that we get in the fire service. Roughly two-thirds of the calls we go on annually over about the last 10 years have been EMS-related.
Yeah.
So that's a big part of what we do. As the population grows, that percentage is edging up a little bit, and part of that has to do with the demographics, getting an older population in. You know, we're seeing people coming back here to retire now, and that's not anything that was a big driver for a long time. So we see that EMS component continually to, like I said, hover around 2/3, and that's really kind of below the national average. Departments that, that do fire and EMS usually see 70% or a little more than that on EMS calls. But
is that because in areas where they have higher population density that that happens? Or
that might be part of it. And there again, our demographics, we have always had such a young population.
Yeah.
Older population tends to put a little more demand on EMS.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of it, too.
Sure. We'll naturally always have that young group in here because of the school.
Certainly, and that's a good thing. I think that keeps the area pretty dynamic.
Yeah. Well, speaking of retirement, so now are you going to stay here? Are you going to go retire someplace
else?
Oh,
yeah. We my wife and I, grew up around here and have spent most of our life in the Bryan-College Station area. Her parents are still in town and require a little more assistance, so we're not going to stray.
Okay.
Not that I know of.
All right, there you go. But won't have to get up early every morning, something like that.
Well
good. Yeah, I know. Yeah, you get
hard-wired.
Habit
to break.
You get hardwired doing that. Well, thank you for your service. I really appreciate
thank
it, Bart.
Thank you. It's been quite a ride. I didn't realize it in February of 79, but I made a real good move there.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
well,
it's been good.
Excellent. Glad to hear that. All right. Thanks
thank
a lot.
You.
All right. Anything else?
Quick mention that the Games of Texas are coming to Bryan-College Station, Texas A&M, July 31st through August 1st, August 4th. A ton of people from across the state are going to be coming here.
And just spending their money.
Yes, and we like that very much. But we also need local amateur athletes to compete and represent the motherland. So there are a variety of events to register for and compete in. A full listing of those can be found at this website, TAAF.com. That's TAAF.com. That is the Texas Amateur Athletic Federation, so please go check that out.
All right, that's Jay Sokol here from the City of College Station. Visit those folks on Fridays. Our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity. Right around the corner, Chris Dyer from Arts Council.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Time to talk with Chris Dyer, who's the CEO of the Arts Council of Brazos Valley. How are you today?
Good. Thanks for having me back.
You brought a guest in?
I did. I have Amanda from Downtown Bryan Association. We are in the process of keeping our fingers crossed. We hope we get that cultural district designation, but DBA, Downtown Bryan Association, is very important in that aspect.
Amanda, thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Let's divide it up into two things. First of all, the things that people know about Downtown Bryan, and then we'll talk about the things that they might not know. So, of course, first thing is Texas Reds.
Texas Reds. Yeah. It's a big one. We've taken over Texas Reds this year, and we're moving it. Well, it's still in Downtown Bryan, but we're trying to get all of our merchants more active and let people not only experience a festival on the street, but also everything that Downtown Bryan has to offer as well. Really showcase that this year.
Well, and so people understand, I mean, this is something that the City of Bryan decided to dive into, not really knowing exactly what would happen. Obviously, some things they couldn't control, like the weather,
right.
but it is, you're at the point now where you're trying to mature it into something that will be something that different than maybe they've understood in the first couple of years.
Right. We're really bringing, we've worked with a lot of wineries this year to really bring a focus to that and show off what we have in Texas. We're trying to introduce Texas craft beers because that's a new movement that's happening. And really, also, as far as the art side, we're really trying to focus as well on getting good quality artists and crafters in the festival and showing off just what everything Texas has to offer.
Certainly. So that's Texas Reds. That's coming up. But also, of course, people may know ongoing is First Friday, and that's fun too.
Yeah, every month all our stores stay open late from 6 to about 9 or 10, depending on the weather. And we have musicians on the street. We always have something in the palace going on now. And we have movies in the park. And who knows, depending on what month it is, a myriad of other things happening as well.
And that's true. Again, something else that has grown in many ways. And I think it's ended up being a great place for A&M students and kids who live in College Station who may not even know that you can actually go north on Texas right. Avenue if there's anything there. But when I'm down there, I generally see some younger people who probably aren't frequenting downtown.
Right, and we're actually going to make a push this fall to gear more towards A&M events. We'll be also having events Friday nights before all A&M home games as well, either a band, a movie, something to bring people down and just give them another activity to do when they're in town on the weekends.
Sure. Okay, now let's kind of expand into some other things that people may not think about go on in downtown Bryan.
Okay, well, right now we're running Christmas in July this week, so it's an opportunity for you to take advantage of really good sales that are happening. We're doing a promotion called Elf on the Shelf. And so we have a picture of the Christmas elf on the mm-hmm. shelf, but he happens to be on the beach with a surfboard and a Hawaiian shirt on. And each store owner gets to name their elf. And so you go around with a card, find the name for all the elves, and you are entered to win gift cards from your favorite downtown Bryan stores.
Sure. Yep. And there's also an art element. I mean, you've talked about this a little bit, and it is going to expand, and the cultural district is going to happen eventually. We know that. But mm-hmm. but there are some things that you do want to do as far as art is concerned in downtown Bryan.
Yeah, we have the Seed Gallery already downtown.
Right, and it's booming right now. We have quarterly shows in there, and it's really, we say cutting edge artists. We have an artist from New Mexico in there right now, and then Artville as well. Mm-hmm. The giant cubes on the north end, and that Alan Lee, who's been in here in the past,
sure.
really talented artist, that's going in pretty soon. And what DBA has been able to do is you'll notice like the guerrilla art movement and all that. You have artists just creating their own shows, and that's what in different venues and different retailers are hosting it. And as I always say, the good thing about downtown Bryan is keep your money local. You know, spend your money here. We have unique restaurants and retailers, and you know, you can just time to Christmas shop already.
Right.
You know, don't do it on Craigslist or you know Amazon. Go downtown Bryan and
sure, yeah.
meet all these great merchants.
Well, you know, the Queen is still the center point, but there is so much more to downtown than the Queen, and people need to certainly understand that. You have a webpage they can go to.
We sure do. It is downtownbryan.com, and our Facebook is Historic Downtown Bryan.
Very good. Thanks for coming in this morning, Amanda.
Thanks.
What else you got?
Well, just on the theme of downtown Bryan, Amanda mentioned the Seed Gallery that's in the Federal Building next door to Village Cafe. We have Gustavo Castilla in there, amazing photographs, and that's called Ether Dreams, I believe. So there's some surreal stuff and then some landscapes, so it's really worth checking out. You know, we'd talk about our camps and classes, but they're all full.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, which is great. Yeah. And, you know, that's a lot of the great media support that we've been able to get the word out about. But, you know, we're not the only game in town. There's many. We have 60 affiliate arts organizations. They have theater camps. They have the museums have camps. Go check it out. But you can do that by going to our website at acbv.org. Do the click on events and check that out, and you can get all the word on everything that's going on.
Okay. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
You bet. Visit with folks from the Arts Council on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Every summer, the tragic stories repeat. Another baby left in another hot car. Can technology help? I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime. A crime that's become so complex, you simply can't figure it out alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Kim to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-417-3841. 800-417-3841. 800-417-3841. Network doesn't cover all transactions and scope may vary. Each summer, the news stories grow even more tragic. Another baby left in the back seat of a car dies from the heat. When I hear these stories, there's always a part of me that gets really angry. As a mom, I can't fathom how a parent could be so careless. So when I saw the story that a company called Tomy, spelled T-O-M-Y, has developed a new smart child car seat that triggers a smartphone app, If you leave your child in the car and the temperature gets too hot, I was at first incredulous. Really? Does anyone really need such an app? But then I thought, even though it's simply bad parenting that leads to these needless deaths, if that car seat and its app can prevent even one death and alert even one more careless parent, then yes, it's worth it. In fact, maybe it should be standard on all child restraint car seats. The price, $284. Read more and get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. There were three victims of a house fire in College Station just before sunrise Thursday.
As crews were beginning to extinguish the fire and doing a search of the residence, they discovered a deceased person in a room on the second floor of the home. There were also two large dogs, Rottweilers, that were in the building, and they also died in the fire.
Fire Department spokesman Bart Humphrey says the name of the person who died has not been released as fire and police investigators continue to determine the cause and the origin.
In a situation where we have a fatality, it's a very meticulous, thorough investigation. For all practical purposes, the scene is handled like a crime scene. There's a lot more evidence that's collected, personnel interviews, and all that kind of stuff.
Humphrey says fire damage was on the second floor and on the stairway of the home located on Eagle Avenue across the street from Creekview School. He says the last fire-related fatality was in 2010, and before that, approximately 2000 or 2001. A six-year-old took quite a ride with his father early Thursday morning. Bryan Police Lieutenant Sherrion Gideon says the youngster was in the front seat of an SUV without being in a car seat. Gideon says the boy's father, 29-year-old DeChristopher Harrison, struck a police SUV, then got stuck while trying to evade arrest for violating parole.
They couldn't get the suspect to turn off the vehicle or raise his hands or follow any of the commands, so they broke the back passenger window out, got the vehicle unlocked, reached in and took the child out of and away from the scene for his safety, and then they were able to pull the suspect out of the vehicle.
Gideon says Harrison, who had been convicted on drug charges, had 28 bags of cocaine worth almost $1,200, along with $660 cash. Police estimated Harrison was going 40 miles an hour in reverse when his expedition struck a police Tahoe with enough force the airbag deployed in the police SUV. Gideon says no officers were hurt and a six-year-old was given to a family member. Jail records indicate it's the second time Harrison has been arrested for violating parole since last September and the 12th time he's been booked in 9 years. A Brazos County District Court jury has convicted and sentenced a Brian Mann to prison for repeated sexual attacks of a 7-year-old girl. 66-year-old Philemon Herrera was found guilty of abusing the child three times between August 2011 and July 2012. The jury deliberated for 4 hours before returning the verdict and 30 minutes for the punishment phase. Herrera was ordered to serve 45 years. He is not eligible for parole. The minimum sentence was 25 years. Herrera asked for 35 years, and prosecutors sought life in prison. A jury in Fort Worth took 12 minutes to convict an 18-year-old man for raping a woman, then stabbing her 19 times. The jury spent 30 minutes to decide on life in prison. The jury heard from the woman who survived the two-hour attack by Juan Olmos. The man accused of killing six members of his sister-in-law's family in Spring will be in court today. 33-year-old Ronald Haskell was charged with the capital murder of Stephen and Katie Stay and four of their children. Thanks to video security cameras, College Station police caught a juvenile Wednesday night accused of entering an open garage and an unlocked vehicle. The unidentified suspect is also charged with taking a wallet. The video showed the suspect wearing a white shirt with the number 42 on the back. The stolen items were returned and additional charges are possible as the investigation continues. The chairman of the University of Texas Regents says they and the system chancellor have been subjected to personal and threatening attacks. Chairman Paul Foster urged supporters of UT Austin President Bill Powers to ease up on their criticism. Foster wouldn't describe in detail the messages from prominent alumni, faculty, and staff, but he told lawmakers, many of whom rallied behind Powers, to, quote, let us do our job unimpeded. For the first time, a Brazos Bryan Broadcasting Station has been nominated for the nation's top broadcasting honor. Candy 95 is a finalist for a Marconi Award from the National Association of Broadcasters.
I've kind of referred to as the Oscar of the radio industry, which is an amazing thing to be nominated for. I never actually thought we'd get one.
Candy Morning host Frito thanks listeners for their part in getting the nomination.
Well, I would hope some of the things were just how amazing our listeners are and how much we try to do for them, how much we try to do for the various groups in the community and people around town and businesses and everything like that. And hopefully some of it goes into us being reasonably entertaining, I would hope.
Winners of the 25th annual Marconis will be announced September 11th during the NAB convention. WTAW News Time is 8:39. It's 77 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. We'll have more news for you at noon or on our website anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Bank and Trust is ready to serve your every banking need. We're the largest locally owned community bank in Bryan College Station, and we're invested in our community. That's why loan approvals and other key decisions are made locally by people who live in our community, have face-to-face relationships with our customers, and understand your local needs. From small business loans to construction loans and everything in between, our team can guide you through the process every step of the way. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Darlings, dust off your dancing shoes and little black dress for an evening of glamour with the Chamber of Commerce. Dinner, entertainment, and shopping will highlight our Dinner at Tiffany's event. Join us for an elegant affair just for the girls, July 18th at the Hilton College Station from 6:30 to 11. It's open to all ladies. For more information or to reserve your table, visit bcschamber.org or call 979-260-5200. Ladies' Night is presented by the Chamber of Commerce, Capital Farm Credit, and Chrome, a salon experience.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
841, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure, it's going to have the tendency to hang around at least through the weekend, and that means temperatures are going to remain very warm across the area. Sunshine for today, we're 95 to maybe 100. Clear overnight, 75 to 80. Sunshine is back with us tomorrow. Highs will be 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, clear. Lows are going to fall to about 75 to 80 degrees. We have a sunny forecast for the day on Sunday, and it's once again 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Oh, it's Friday, Scott.
I know, it's Friday. It just seems that Mr. Downs is never here, and I've been, it's Donut Friday, isn't it? I mean, right?
Is it? I don't know if we usually get donuts on Fridays or not. I'm not used to getting up here this early.
Yeah. No, I think quite often Fridays are, it's a Donut Friday.
Oh, you never hang around for Beer Fridays.
Yeah. No, that's true. Yeah,
what's up with that?
So we're trying to see if. I mean, he just hasn't been around early in the day. I end up getting emails.
There are things afoot at Bryan Broadcasting. Many things going on.
That's true, yeah.
Busy, busy, busy.
Yeah. This is Ben Downs.
See?
Please
leave. See, he's not here.
Ben Downs area, man.
That's right. I hope he's...
Oh, man, that was actually pretty good.
It was.
I thought he was here.
Hope he's out there getting donuts for all of us. We'll see. It's 8:44. Cord cutting continues. More than 40% of U.S. American households have disconnected their telephone landlines and use only cellular, according to the National Health Interview Survey. The trend is higher, of course, among young adults, as you would imagine, with nearly two-thirds of 25 to 29-year-olds living in wireless-only households. City dwellers and renters are also more likely to sever the old landline connection. The report finds that among households with both landline and wireless phones, more than a third use cell phones almost exclusively. Usually true. Mr. Downs.
That was a fascinating imitation that young Zach did.
Yes, it was, wasn't it?
Zach. I know it was done with respect and love.
obviously. Without a doubt.
He's, yeah.
No donuts for you.
Oh, man. He's getting ready, okay?
I have my donuts. I just am not there yet because...
Why?
Because Elisa's not there this today.
Ah.
Which means that's who's going to get the mail?
You. Yep.
And what time does the mail get worked in Bryan now?
9 o'clock, I think.
9 o'clock.
That's right.
So I'll go back and get my mail at 9 o'clock, okay. And then I will come visit all the fine folks at Byron Broadcasting.
Okay.
That's Bryan Broadcasting, by the way, Patrick. And
oh, thank you.
Now, by the way, who?
I just slammed into the wall when you turned to that direction. Go ahead.
Did we have some celebrity announce the Marconi nominations as they do with the Academy Awards?
Yeah, they do. Yeah. I don't know who's going to do it. I think it was Deborah Norville 1 year and Laura Ingraham another year. Yeah. And
Michael Smirkonish, maybe?
I don't know really if Michael did it. Okay. The biggest competition we have is a little bitty tiny radio station in Michigan. Let's see, I can't remember the name, but it's impossible to pronounce. Anyway, it's a WLEE station.
Okay.
In Lewakushan or something.
Or something like that, yeah. Some Indian word.
They call themselves person-to-person radio, and they're pretty much an award vacuum. They just suck them all up. But, you know, we're there. We're nominated, one of five stations nominated for this award. That's not bad. I'll take that.
Not at all. That's it. Well, no, the story I have is certainly is timeless. So because it has to do again with,
because it's from our prep service that's always 3 weeks late.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Because it has to do with the kind of donuts that you consume and what it says about your personality.
Because you promised us this last week.
I've been
kind of waiting.
It's actually been earlier this week.
I was on vacation.
Yes, you were on vacation. You haven't been around. You don't get here till later. So as a result...
I'm sorry. Sue
it's
me.
Okay. No, okay. It's okay. It's all right.
In the words of our leader, sue me.
That's it. Right? Okay. Well, I'm
dying to find out.
Well, good. Well, we'll do that fine later. But
no,
right,
wait a minute.
No. Right now we're going to do a story about a jerk, so we're going to move on.
We don't have later. It's 14 minutes till the show's over, and Zach has to do the sports and...
No,
like me or something.
No, we don't have to do that anymore. He only does that.
We're done.
He's done with the sports. He's coasting right now.
I see.
But you see, he will be here next week. We'll record this so Zach can catch it because I know he'll want to know. But
yeah.
In the meantime, I'm going to move on to stories about the story about the hypnic jerk.
Okay.
All right. So anyway.
Do you need me for that?
No. I think we've all had them before, but no. We don't need that.
Okay. Well. You know, I've got donuts.
Okay.
I am bringing donuts.
We'll look forward to them.
I'm sorry that they're going to get there after 9:01 when you're not there.
Not a problem. All right. We'll do that next week or something.
Good luck. Godspeed.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. It's Ben Downs. There you go. So have you ever drifted off to sleep only to be jolted awake with that little involuntary spasm?
Yes.
That's the hypnic jerk.
Oh.
And I know you thought I was talking about a person, but no.
That's what I thought it was, too. Yeah.
Beatnik hippie jerk.
Yeah. It actually serves a purpose. Some scientists believe that this automatic reaction dates back through evolution to when humans slept in trees.
What?
Yeah, which is why they were... they would experience the sensation of falling prior to the spasm, right? You've had that, right?
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The hypnic jerk would signal our tree-sleeping ancestors to reposition themselves to prevent that fall.
Seems like it would kick us out of the tree.
Well, don't know.
No,
apparently wasn't that big a shake. Another theory, but again, this is not hard science.
I understand.
Kind of a theory thing, obviously. Another theory is that the brain can sometimes confuse sleep with death.
Oh,
sorry to hear that.
Just got real dark real
fast. Activating some of the body's emergency stay alive mechanism. That helps explain why hypnic jerks often wake you up and you're kind of in a state of panic for a minute.
The hypnic jerk was a source of stress for me one time at camp. They had bunk beds. I was on the top bunk, managed to get one of those 1 year, and their insurance must have required those little slats that...
Yeah.
So you don't roll out?
Sure.
And it was probably about midnight.
Uh-huh.
And the air conditioner
How old is young Patrick at this time?
Oh, probably 15 or so.
Okay, all right.
The air conditioner in this huge dormitory, concrete walls, everything makes... I mean, every sound just echoes and reverberates.
Uh-huh.
The central air turns off, so there's this quiet. and the hypnic jerk wakes me up, and I kick that slat, and goes, boom, 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 boom.
Oh, wow. Very good.
And I laid there frozen as everyone else just stirred and was looking. Yeah. I just... And couldn't go back to sleep. But anyway, that's what,
this,
yeah.
And to this day, they never found out who did it.
No.
For years, I've been telling folks that Prosperity's the best bank in Texas and Oklahoma. Now I can say it's more than that. Forbes.com has ranked Prosperity number one in their 2014 rating of the best banks in America, a repeat of Prosperity's 2012 rating. But those real bankers at Prosperity still recognize me and know my name just like a community bank. The big bank with your community's bank inside. Prosperity Bank. Where you'll find real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankUSA.com. Member FDIC.
This commercial is about high-speed internet. If you have high-speed internet and you are happy with your service, then you don't need to listen. If you're unhappy with your service, don't have high-speed internet, or can't get high-speed internet, then this commercial is for you. Starfire has high-speed internet available virtually anywhere, virtually everywhere. Whether you live in the country, city, or anywhere in between, Starfire Satellite can provide you with the high-speed internet you've been looking for. With several different packages to choose from, Starfire can help you find the right one for your home or business. Call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 1-800-432-DISH. Call today and start surfing the web at high speed tomorrow. Call Starfire at 776-2215 or 1-800-432-3474 for details.
Lunch at Christopher's World Grill. Great idea and a delicious one. At Christopher's World Grill, you can enjoy a relaxing, quiet, and delicious lunch in the most pleasing atmosphere. Select from Christopher's favorites, the Hyde Park Chicken Salad, Zihuatanejo Snapper, or the Grilled Shrimp BLT. Grab a friend or a business associate and meet at Christopher's for lunch. Follow Christopher's on Facebook and sign up for Christopher's newsletter. Reservations not necessary, but recommended. Christopher's World Grill, 776-2181. Voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's about 9 minutes till. So, Alex Nazzini lives in Houston. Alex has decided to go on a hunger strike. Matter of fact, right across from City Hall. He said a lot of people don't have the guts or the time to invest in protesting. Now, for his word, he's now on day 11. He says the most extreme way of dealing with a government is when it's being difficult is to do something like this. He said, I really have no choice. On the hunger strike to, well, talk about how they have these no parking signs. The signs are there for the residents. They keep kids from the nearby high school from parking on their street. Now, nearby and the high school are things that we need to know because the no parking signs that are upsetting some folks are at Lamar High School in Houston. And Lamar High School is basically at the intersection of Westheimer and River Oaks. What they used to say a long time ago is you drive down River Oaks and you go all the way down into River Oaks, the River Oaks Country Club is there. On the other end of River Oaks was Lamar High School, and they said it's the only town in America that had two country clubs on the same street. Because that's the way that Houston Lamar used to be. It's not that way anymore. But he is protesting, wearing a hat that is an umbrella. You know, you've seen those things before,
oh,
right?
Yeah,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. And holding up a sign that says, stop violations of property and civil rights by local government, hunger strike. And it says day such and such. It has what he weighed on day one and what he weighs today. So doing his part.
I still don't understand, and I know Gandhi pulled it off.
Yeah.
But I just don't get how somebody could go on a hunger strike and how that accomplishes anything.
Yeah, how that would end up being good for
that
person.
Go ahead, starve yourself. I don't care. It's your prerogative.
Well, yesterday we told you that it was Nikola Tesla's 158th birthday, and so to mark the occasion, Elon Musk, he's the CEO of Tesla, the car thing, came up with $1 million. He talked about it and finally did to help fund a museum that would be on Long Island. Now, it's already got $1.37 million in the pot. They did that through kind of a crowdfunding thing. Now Matthew Inman, who's putting the project together, will have a little more money to bankroll PC Magazine. However, says it'll take about $8 million more to actually turn the land into a museum. But when it does, according to Mr. Musk, he says he'll build a Tesla charging station on the ground so you can stop by with your car that you've bought to put money in his pocket so you can find out what this Tesla dude's all about. Actually, there are documentaries. You could go to Wikipedia. There are a lot of ways to find out about Tesla, who, again, I think was a pretty cool dude. I probably would like to probably drink a beer with him if I could understand anything that he had to say.
His innovations paved the way for so many of the other innovations that we have today.
Yeah.
He's not the most important man, but a lot of the important innovations wouldn't exist without him.
Yeah, he's a pretty smart dude. Again, I don't know that I'd understand anything he had to say, but it might be kind of fun.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200. Official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica-Minolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
If you wear dentures, life just got better with new U dentures from Dr. Michael Reese. New U dentures return your profile to its original youthful appearance, eliminating the sunken in look of conventional dentures. Virtually indistinguishable from real teeth, new U dentures are like an instant facelift. Imagine an exciting new option that enhances your smile, your confidence, and your look. New U dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
Sir, we're happy you've chosen Subway for your summer barbecue blowout with our delicious Applewood pulled pork subs and all.
Set, set, set!
But could you...
Go for the spike, dude!
Maybe take the volleyball game outside the restaurant?
My bad.
Subway is taking your summer barbecue to the next level with the sweet and smoky Applewood pulled pork, slow-cooked to tender perfection. Summer's gotta have it footlong. Subway, eat fresh. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Volleyball not permitted.
Get to Subway for great flavors and great value. Enjoy Genoa salami and spicy pepperoni on our Super Stack $3 6-inch Select, the Spicy Italian. Try it fresh toasted on Italian urban cheese bread for that perfect flavor blend. And barbecue fans, you won't want to miss the barbecue oven roasted chicken melt, now our featured footlong. With Monterey cheddar, tangy pickles, and sweet barbecue sauce, that's a $6 footlong special. Try our featured subs today. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only, plus tax, prices, and participation may vary. Prices higher on Alaska and Hawaii. Additional charge for extras.
Hi, we're Jared and Alicia McLeod with the Sleep Station, here to share just a few of the many reasons we love our Tempur-Pedic Adjustable. It's perfect for reading in bed.
And watching football.
It's perfect for breakfast in bed.
And watching baseball.
It's perfect for a pajama party, cozy night in, like tonight.
Or a night in watching the Aggies, like tonight. The Tempur-Pedic Adjustable from the Sleep Station. We can promise you'll love it.
We just can't guarantee it'll be for the same reasons.
Now with two locations to serve you, visit thesleepstation.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, Chocodiles. You know what those are?
No.
Neither do I. Didn't know about them until this morning.
Chocodiles?
Chocodiles. The Hostess Twinkie went away, but it came back. The Hostess Chocodile went away, but has not come back. Hostess Brands, which, by the way, I don't know if you know this, was based in Irving, Texas, went down in 2012, and so did the Chocodile. Now, the company has brought the Twinkie back, but the Chocodile is a chocolate-covered Twinkie.
I think I've had one of these. I just didn't know it was called a Chocodile.
Oh, yeah.
I just saw this now. Yeah.
For years, the chocolate-covered Twinkies were only available in a few markets, prompting a black market of Chocodiles and crazy markups.
Probably didn't have one then.
Price of box of them on eBay was like $90.
Whoa. Okay.
Yes, look for them soon. They will be coming back. They will be in grocery and convenience stores, and I guess they're saying it'll be nationwide. Well, this is sad. Plans for an artist to drop a piano off an East London building for 26 stories has been blocked by the residents. Buzzkill. Catherine Yass had been scheduled to hurl the instrument off the top of the 26-story Balfron Tower, but a petition signed by 254 residents forced the organizers to cancel. The plan was to drop the piano as part of a community workshop looking at how sound travels.
They couldn't think of anything else besides dropping. I mean, that would be fun.
It would be fun. That's what I'm thinking. I mean, yeah, you could drop a lot of things. David Letterman used to do that. It wasn't 26 stories. He would drop things off of a 10 or 15-story building, and you could watch them crash, which was cool. But, I mean, a piano would be different, loud.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if it's for science, if it's to find out exactly what it's about.
It's for science.
Why not do that? Yeah, okay, all right. All right, on this date. Oh, by the way, the age of the oldest dog in the world, 29 years and 282 days.
Wow.
So almost 30, yeah. Max died in 2013. So
what kind of dog was it?
I don't know, probably a smaller dog because big dogs don't live as long. So anyway. All right, on this date in history, 1955, the phrase, "In God We Trust," added to U.S. currency. On this date, 1960, To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee was first published. And in 2006, Microsoft's official support for Windows 98 and Windows ME ended. ME. Anybody ever have? You ever know anybody who even had that? Man, that's it. All right. Have a weekend. WTAW College Station, Brian.
Fox News.